Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In a fire emergency, a few minutes can mean the difference between a full-blown house fire or a smaller fire that is extinguished quickly with minimal damage. Arcata Fire Protection District units responded to a report of a fire on 14th Street, Arcata. Fire crews found a television that had been placed over what the resident thought was a disabled heater vent, and that heat caused the plastic of the TV to smolder. Since November, however, and due to a grant, Arcata Fire has been able to reopen and staff full-time the fire station located on 9th Street, and the close proximity allowed firefighters to reach the scene much more quickly than if they had to respond from Mad River. Damage was limited to approximately $1,000, and there were no injuries. A traffic stop in Fortuna led to the arrest of two men and the confiscation of packaged marijuana along with the drug ecstasy. A Fortuna police sergeant pulled over a vehicle driven by 20-year-old Arcata resident Kane McIntyre. The officer smelled the strong odor of pot, and McIntyre informed him he had a medical recommendation, but it turned out to be expired. The passenger, who initially provided a false name, was identified as 24-year-old David Lamb, who was wanted on a felony warrant. A search of the vehicle turned up processed and packaged marijuana, along with ecstasy. Both men were arrested, booked in the county jail. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team stopped 41-year-old Cynthia Bryson, who was riding a bike in Old Town and who was known to be on probation. They searched Bryson, found more than 5 grams of heroin, according to reports, and a small amount of meth. Bryson was arrested, booked into jail on possession charges and possession for sale charges. Sheriff's deputies continue their investigation into a burglary at a residence on West End Road. Deputies recovered property believed to have been taken from the West End residence, including fine wine, collector's items, and silverware. Travis Sovereign has been placed under arrest. At the 2nd Street location, deputies recovered stolen fishing equipment that had been taken during an unrelated burglary in Blue Lake. As deputies recover more stolen gear, the West End break-in had occurred late Saturday night of last weekend, and the thieves ransacked the residence and stole numerous items, including a BMW SATA. Two people were later arrested in connection with the incident, Harley Hammers and Siobhan Hammers, a.k.a. Pratt. We'll have more KINS news after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Fortuna City Manager says that running a city costs money. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It takes money to run government, a lot of money, whether it's at the federal, state, or local level. Citizens pay for services through taxation, services that are then provided by the government, everything from trash pickup to water and sewage to police and fire. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario expanded on that idea on Talk Shop, pointing out that providing services does cost money and usually a lot of it.
One that I like to share with most people when we start talking about it, it's more directed at the public safety side when you're talking about police or fire services that cities generally employ. What most general public members don't understand about that when they start looking at our costs and the things that we're addressing is the fact that that is a 24/7 operation. You know, we have somebody available all day and all night.
Candelario also explained.
And when you look at public safety, that's not good enough. You have to multiply that by 3 because you're covering that 8-hour shift 3 times in one day. So in terms of your costs for employment in public safety, it's not just, you know, one person once a day. We're having to do 3 times as much in terms of funding.
In addition to police and fire, local governments also provide many other services that require specialized skills, from engineers to accountants to vehicle mechanics.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.